Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the conclusion of their regularly scheduled meeting on March 20, the Fed signaled that it expected to impose 3 interest rate reductions of the federal funds interest rate by the end of this year. That was a lie, which even Fed officials themselves knew to be untrue at the time they issued that statement. The Fed wants the public to believe these interest rate reductions might actually occur. If the public thinks that will happen, they are more inclined to increase their current spending, to purchase homes at today's much higher mortgage interest rates where they think they will be able to refinance as rates decline, and investors will expect that corporate profits will end their slide and bring on even higher stock prices in the future. In addition, the U.S. government would benefit from lower interest rates on its soaring total debt. Unfortunately, the reality is that the higher government debts grow, the greater pressure that puts on higher interest rates, as has been proven without exception so many times around the world throughout history. Even Fed Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged as much earlier last month when he admitted that the U.S. Treasury was having trouble issuing debt with longer maturities at lower interest rates, so would now increase the issuance of shorter-term debt at higher interest rates. Almost immediately, the Fed's claim that it anticipated 3 interest rate cuts by the end of the year were contradicted by those who are in the know and weren't afraid to speak the truth. Recently retired Federal Reserve Vice Chair Richard Clarinda stated that the claimed 3 interest rate cuts was a hope, not a plan. Bank for International Settlements Managing Director Augustin Karstens said that governments cannot cut interest rates unless they significantly reduce spending. Then, last week, Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta President Raphael Bostic stated that he expects only 1 interest rate cut this year. Incumbent politicians really want interest rate cuts to occur before the November elections to improve their chances of being reelected. Sadly, that would backfire in accelerating the decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, as I will explain next week. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.